Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is the Wake Up Call for January the 30th, 2017, and some details about what to expect on today's show. I am Richard Martin, your host, and I'm talking to you from Malaysia. Well, I need to give you a quick update on the automobile crisis about to unfold in the economy. As you probably know, the shining star of the 2009-2016 so-called recovery has been auto sales. Cars are the last large purchase people make before stepping quietly into their years of increased saving and decreased spending. From around the age of 57 to 64, one task takes center stage: saving for retirement. In the durable goods sector, housing peaks first around age 40, then furnishings at age 46. Only automobiles continue to grow after the peak in spending at age 46. The biggest change in the consumer expenditure data thus far is how QE and super low interest rates have shifted the new car sector. In the 1990s, spending peaked at around age 54. But now older Americans have been buying better cars later into life, into age 62. In general, auto sales don't so much grow as move sideways in a plateau between ages 41 and 62, and the steep drop-off now occurs after 66, not after 54. It makes sense. Many car leases have gone as low as 2%. Back before 2008, you were paying as much as 5 to 6%. That makes hundreds of dollars of difference in car payments and allows you to buy a better car for the same money. But time has proved that low interest rates weren't enough for an industry with highly aggressive lending practices. I'm talking worse than mortgages and home loans. There is also an inevitable demographic cliff. In the last boom, subprime mortgage lending peaked at $44 billion per quarter. Subprime lending for cars peaked at $42 billion. That's surprising, given that the housing industry is so much larger and you're buying an asset so much bigger than a car. In this current boom, the auto subprime loans exploded again, this time without mortgage loans for company. Subprime auto loans have hit as high as $38 billion in the second quarter of 2015, while subprime mortgages have been flat, around $20 billion. So basically, car dealers have been willy-nilly extending credit to more and more people who have less than 620 credit scores, all to boost sales further. And they've been pushing loan terms out to 6 years, sometimes even 7, while keeping interest rates at insanely low levels, just like they did into 2007. It's no wonder we're once again faced with a massive auto loan debt bubble and a so-called booming industry. Just look at this insanity. From 2003 to 2007, auto debt rose by $210 billion. From 2011 to 2016, it has surged more than twice as much, by $433 billion to $1.135 trillion, higher than all credit card debt. And it's still rising rapidly. Whatever happened to learning from your mistakes? not repeating history. Clearly the lessons of the last bust in the economy, housing and cars, have been lost on this industry. Now there are early signs that trouble is brewing and that the wheels are starting to come off. Auto loan delinquencies are rising again. But this time round they bottomed at 3.2% and have risen to 3.6%. Last time they started at 2% and were at 3.2% in the first quarter of 2008 when the recession started. They reached 5.3% in the fourth quarter of 2010. So they're starting higher and will almost certainly go much higher as well, to 6.5% plus in the next downturn. This rise in subprime auto debt and delinquencies is yet more evidence that we're on the verge of the next downturn. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I think already. I really don't have to repeat it here again, but I will anyway. This is all leading to the greatest depression of all time, with no competition remotely close. This final bubble crash will finally lead to serious debt deleveraging and deflation, unlike last time when we were spared by $13 trillion in QE globally. The banks are all upside down, and the central bank's balance sheets are in no position to allow another bailout a la 2008. No, my friends, we're on our own this time. I really don't believe the public will buy letting central banks double down and print $25 to $30 trillion to bail us out once more. I really see no way out of this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I hope you will feel inclined to listen to more of the show, which you can do, as always, by going to the Podbean page at richardmartinswakeupcall.podbean.com and finding the donate button, which you will then press and receive instructions as to how to donate to the show. At $70 a quarter, hopefully, and that is recurring automatically on your credit or debit card, and there is a minimum of $30 a quarter if $70 seems a little beyond your capabilities. But I will be grateful for as much as you can muster, because times are not favorable and I really need to increase my donor base here. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the two times a week show, 1 hour each on Mondays and Fridays. And until the next show on Friday, this is Richard Martin wishing you all the best. Until then, bye-bye for now.
And there you have it. You decide.